broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushwood, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 12th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour two and two, always the goal to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. We use the supreme law of the land, the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe the checks and balances put in place, inspired by the Almighty, by our founders, the solution. We don't need revolution, but restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. The principles that made America great at one time can do it again if we simply apply them. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. Sheriff Richard Max with us. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sam and Kurt. Really good to be with you this beautiful morning in Arizona.
I think the big battle over health care, Sheriff Mack, is this choice versus force idea. And a lot of us who don't want government health care love the idea that Americans with their own free will and choice can donate and participate and help one another pay medical bills. That's a wonderful thing. The force is the problem that we have. And the problem, in addition to the force question, do you have the right to steal from your neighbor all for a so-called justifiable cause? The answer is clearly no. God didn't say thou shalt steal unless you're needing health care or who knows what other government benefit program. Nevertheless, the issue really comes down to not only is it a violation of thou shalt not steal, but it also comes down to trust of government. Okay, that's a critical issue. Do you trust your government, Sheriff Mack? All right, Kurt, I think we lost Mack. Do you trust your government, Kurt?
You know, I'd love to be able to say yes, you know, and enthusiastically tell you why you should completely trust your government. The problem is, Sam, is they've got this long track record. And, you know, even if it's, I mean, might be a family member, might be a close associate, that over the years, maybe you've had these, instances where the truth is, it's really not there when it comes to them. And so you begin to say, well, you know, when Joe or Jim or in this case Uncle Sam, you know, says something, well, you better question it, because it doesn't always mean that the facts are on their side, does it?
Sheriff Richard Mack, so there's two issues here that are at issue. Number one, I don't believe you have the right to steal from your neighbor, even for a, quote, justifiable cause. God said, thou shalt not steal, and it didn't say unless your neighbor really needs health care. That's number one problem. But number two, I don't trust my government. Do you trust your government?
Haven't since about the day I was 3 1/2.
All right, well,
You're not supposed to trust government. People act like there's some moral high ground to trusting your government. Founding Father said, don't trust people who approach this jewel. Guard them with all the skepticism you possibly can, but bind them down with the chains of the Constitution. I mean, that's what you have to do. We already know they don't give one iota care about the Constitution. So we know that they're not to be trusted. They that's just a given.
All right. There are some articles that have just been breaking. One of them is by Reuters News Service. And it basically talks about Virginia's forced sterilization program. I guess the victims now are getting restitution payments. This is the second state. I guess Carolina did this, North Carolina, and now Virginia. And when you document this thing, if you don't believe me, you go to Reuters. And they document that from 1907 to 1979 in the United States, we had forced sterilization programs in 33 plus states affecting well over 60,000 victims. And the government sterilized these people for the eugenics program, and the Supreme Court ruled on it. And they basically said, we can't let these imbeciles mate and create babies. We just can't have more generations of imbeciles.
Yeah.
All right, and they went on. Now, this is in Reuters, but here's the key part. They not only admit that it happened for 72 years to well over 60,000 people, but they did it by force. They did it in secret. And now they admit that the German, listen carefully, master race program was based off of, and the incubator for that program was in California and in the United States. And that's where the program came from. We did it well after Germany was stopped. This claim that it stopped in 1979, it's government again, so you can't believe them. You can't trust them. And now they want us to have them take care of our health care, Sheriff Mack? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know. And that's some of the things I've actually said. I even actually said something much less damaging than this story. And I've heard this story. I've read this story. I've actually talked about this story before. Where in was it Tuscaloosa? They did human experimenting, mostly on black people.
Yes, but the reason this one's so important, even more so than that study, although that's true, it's another example. But this one literally lasted 72 years.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. And literally affected well over 60,000 people. They claim that it stopped now.
That's what we're told, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I'm saying that it's even more than that, probably. That's at least what they've admitted to, which means it's at least that. But here's the point. They even admit in the Reuters. That's mainstream press stuff, folks. This isn't Sam Bushman going off on a bender or anything like that. This is mainstream press Reuters. They say, hey, that was the incubator for the master race program Germany had, even.
Well, I don't know where the connection between those two came from. Do you?
Where, well, all I know is this.
How do they make the connection of what we were doing to the Nazi program? I mean, they sound very...
Well, I'll tell you how. Because they have these eugenics companies. There's not a whole lot of them.
Oh, I see.
And these eugenics companies were funded by huge corporate families like the Bushes and others. And they, these international corporations, are at the heart of these all these programs. That's how they know.
Okay, well, that makes sense then. But, you know, this is just another, and this one is huge, obviously, but why we would trust government to do anything. I mean, you know, I've been assailed quite a bit lately, and it's got me on Huffington Post and yesterday with Tom Hartman, because I have still announced, even though I'm so stupid and inept and all these other things that we can't quote on the radio because we try to keep your show a little bit family-oriented, all of these things because I haven't taken on Obamacare. And I've said that the principle involved here is I don't take socialism. I won't participate in a socialistic program that I know is so anti-American and is all about more control of the American people instead of really offering some help to the American people. But and I even quoted this on Tom Hartman yesterday, and I think Tom Hartman's a good man. But he obviously is very left-leaning. And so they had me on the show to kind of expose me as this, you know, hypocrite that assails Obamacare, but now that I'm in need because I was so stupid not to take Obamacare, that I'm now reaching out and begging and groveling before the American people and please help me and my wife. Well, I had no intention of groveling or begging for anybody, from anybody. I didn't even start any of this. And the truth of the matter is, no, I didn't go behind the scenes and say, hey, Sam and Kurt, you get with Marilyn and Arizona and some other people and do this fund for me and then say, you guys did it, okay? So I'm out of it. No, I didn't do any of that. And yes, am I grateful that it's happening now? Oh, yeah, absolutely I am. But this is the way Americans help each other. This is like the old pioneers going to their neighbors and erecting their barns and houses for them, and then they go on to somebody else and do that. This is a community helping one of their members. And right now I've seen some things go, like this baby out in this mother out in Arizona just had four babies, four little quadruplets, who were really struggling, and the mother died. And they did a GoFundMe drive for them and raised $350,000. You know, that's why shouldn't the government have to pay for those quadruplets? Why shouldn't Obamacare pay for those quadruplets? Was that guy stupid and didn't get on Obamacare in time? What was the matter with him? Why didn't he have insurance? I mean, so...
Ladies and gentlemen, I really think we all need to pull together to make a difference, and the answer is not go to the folks that forced sterilized for 72 years, well over 60,000 people, and then have to pay reparations. That ain't the answer. The answer is the American people working together. Let's talk about it. You want to help?
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Delegate Patrick Hope. He's a Democrat from Northern Virginia. He says, now we can close this final chapter, and healing can begin. Hope said that if other sterilization victims came forward, they would need to be compensated. He said the state's eugenics program was the model used by Nazi leader Adolf Hitler, aimed at creating a master race. Now this is, ladies and gentlemen, understand this is in Reuters News Service. It's all over the web. MSNBC has articles on it. Across the pond, they have articles. This information is going global. Now listen carefully. The eugenics movement claims to improve human genetic features by selective breeding and sterilization programs. North Carolina was the first state to compensate these victims, setting aside $10 million as compensation. More than 33 states had forcible sterilization programs. Now, they say this bipartisan cooperation to get these victims cared for is critical. Now, back in 2002, then-Governor Mark Warner, a Democrat, publicly apologized for the eugenics program. Okay, you're not going to get away from this one. It's documented so well. It's so abusive, so hostile, so long in duration. Seeded the Germany's plan for a master race, and Sheriff Mack, then they want to run around and tell everybody that you and I are a racist? Do you want to respond to that? Yeah, these people, it's like the Homeland Security and the Southern Poverty Law Center in bed with a barrel of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms and explosives, creating this Operation Fast and Furious, arming drug cartels, and then going, golly, Richard, it's because you and I go to gun shows that the problems are. Okay, these people are crazy.
Well, they are. I've always maintained that Mark Potok at the Southern Poverty Law Center was a little bit off. And I will still make that statement, and I'll make it to his face. I've talked to him lots, and this is, again, just evidence of how insane the other side is. And again, though, can we pinpoint who in our government approved this or went along with it and tried to keep it hidden? And it was hidden. And I've read stories about this way before. Now, but I did not.
Well, here's the point. I've read stories about it too, but it's never reached so many mainstream press articles simultaneously as it's done now.
And I never saw that it lasted, nearly 75 years or even over 50 years. The stories I always saw is that it was very isolated and only happened for, maybe a year or so.
Oh, no. Over 33 states for almost 75 years, sir, affecting well over 60,000 people. That's all they've admitted to. They claim it stopped in 79, but we don't even have proof of that.
No. This is so astonishing. That's an amazing story.
I just emailed you the Reuters news article, so folks can't say that I'm lying. You can see it right there in Reuters. In Russia Today's got it. Reuters has it. All MSNBC has it. The big boys are being forced to talk about this now, sir. When you have North Carolina, a single state, pay out $10 million, and the California program was much bigger even.
Yeah, that it's happening on both East and West Coast is just astonishing.
And when it's happening in a scenario where they're trying to tell us, don't worry, government health care is the answer for you, my friend. You're just a paranoid freak.
Yeah.
Now, here's the point. What criteria did they use to determine whether you should be sterilized or not? And the answer is the poor. The answer is those who maybe had what they would claim as some mental issues, etc. Now, what if you're a blind guy that believes Barack Obama is evil?
Say that again.
What if you're a blind guy that believes Barack Obama is evil?
Oh, you're up for eugenics, man. But it's probably a little bit late for you and Julie.
Yeah, thank heavens. We already have 8 beautiful children. Thank the heavens. But that's my point, though, is, okay, I'm not here to talk about me being important at all. What I'm trying to get across is, you guys hear me on the radio every day, okay? I'm not telling you I'm the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I got an IQ of at least 50, okay? What I'm telling you
is your IQ is about 170.
Thank you, sir. But my point is, these people want to sterilize me. None of my kids are blind. Pardon the term, they got blonde hair and blue eyes and their skin's all white. And I mean, aren't they almost the perfect race? Now, don't get me wrong. I don't believe in the perfect race. I'm trying to demonstrate the absurdity of what they're pointing out, Sheriff.
I know.
They're crazy.
If indeed when you were born that they had this in practice and they saw you growing up, you would have definitely been in the front of the line for this operation.
Now you're trying to put blind people in front of the line. Come on.
That's right.
See,
these
people are crazy. Okay, but here's the deal. And now we hear Sarah Palin and many Republicans talk about a, what do they say? What is it for the elderly that they're going to do? They're going to...
Euthanasia.
It's euthanasia, but there's a term they use for it. What's it called, Kurt?
Let's see.
I'll have to look it up.
Say,
anyway, the elderly basically will be on the chopping block. It's euthanasia. He's right, but there's another word they're using for it. I'll have to try to find it. Sarah Palin was famous for talking about it. Yeah.
You're talking about it?
I'll look it up. This is the point, though. And they want to say that we're racist and that we're a domestic threat. The biggest domestic threat we have is our government, sir.
It always has been, and that's what I've pointed out lots of times. That in my books, you'll see that the greatest fear that we have historically throughout world history and throughout American history is our own out-of-control government. And there's just no disputing that. I mean, some people think that you cannot be patriotic if you look at the horrible things government has done and not trust your government. And this is just ridiculous. And even the simple stuff, Sam, like these people cannot even take care of their own household. They cannot even manage a governmental budget. They cannot even balance a budget. And you want them to take over your personal and family health care. Please tell me where and what they have done to prove that they have any capability and any intelligence to handle such a monstrous problem as nationalized health care.
Well, and we all agree that health care is vital, that it's important, that something must be done. We agree with that. The question is not that something must be done. It's how it should be done and by whom for what, right? And it's interesting to me about this whole discussion is, they were called death panels, weren't they? Well, isn't that what Sarah Palin called them, death panels, Kurt?
She did.
That was the term I was looking for.
Yeah, okay, that's right, good. Because they had those groups of people that would figure out who could, get care and who couldn't, depending on how much it was going to cost.
Yeah, decisions who would be euthanized and now that euthanasia is legal in a couple of states, that they would actually just increase that and say who would get in line for that and who would get in line for the train cars. And
now, if they're going to sterilize somebody for being blind or being whatever the case may be, poor or whatever reasons they want to give people that, how do we feel safe? They say, well, you're paranoid, you're crazy. And my response is, what if they're really out to get you, though, Sheriff?
Yeah.
Okay, and you can laugh, but look,
I'm paranoid. Yeah, that's the whole answer. I'm only paranoid because everybody's out to get me.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is, on one hand, you could say, Sam, you're crazy, but my response is, look, the Southern Poverty Law Center says that Liberty News Radio is one of the largest hate groups in the state of Utah. I'm a blind person, so I'm basically in their eugenics. I'm not the master race. I mean, I'm defective. And now you got the Southern Poverty Law Center after me, et cetera, et cetera. Am I really paranoid if they're really out to get me? Sheriff responds, Kurt responds in seconds. This is a critical issue, ladies and gentlemen. And I know this is hard-hitting talk radio, but it's in mainstream press articles. Talk to them about it, will you please?
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
A backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do it over. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So I know it sounds like a joke, ladies and gentlemen, but here's the question for you. Are they really out to get me, Sheriff Richard Mack?
Are they out to get you?
Yeah.
Well, they certainly would have been, but I think not now.
Why? They told you that it stopped. Do you believe them? Do you trust them?
No, I don't believe that part. I don't believe anything government says. I don't. You know, you hear these numbers. Unemployment rate is down to 5.6. Who's telling us that?
That's right. Now, about 17 years ago, the IRS, the FCC, and the USDA all attacked me at the same time and almost made me a homeless person.
Not surprised. I'm not surprised.
Okay, so I guess what I'm saying is, are you really paranoid if they're really out to get you? And I'm submitting to you that I believe government is out to get all patriots right now. They want to assault you over your right to keep and bear arms. The cops are belligerent and want to kick in your door. Now, I know you can say, well, that's not true all the time, Sam. There's a lot of good police officers. I agree. The problem is we're having way too much of this in the land of the free, sir. Way too much.
You know, you and I have discussed this a lot about the good cops and how many they're out there. My view, even with Sheriff Clark there, is much different. Sheriff Clark says that, you know, 99.9% of the cops are all good.
I don't believe that either.
My number is much lower. I do. This is my greatest fear about our nation's police. There's just far too many of them. If they're given an order, they will do it. And so that's what I really worry there. And then if they tell them, look, we're going to go get these patriots. We're tired of these sovereign people, you know, and we're tired of the people who tout the Constitution. These people have got to be brought in and reined in, and we're going to go raid their homes, and we're going to go. And this just happened, Sam. The Republic of Texas people just got raided at their meeting in Texas. And it was by a sheriff that I know very well that supported it, that went with the feds to do this. There were 60 people there having a meeting, very nonviolent, very peaceful. And it was right outside Fredericksburg, Texas, where I used to live. It was in Kerr County. Sheriff Rusty. Hirschhauser, whatever his last name is, I can't remember, but just call him Sheriff Rusty because his last name is too hard to pronounce, in Kerr County. It happened really near Kerrville, which is just 20 miles from Fredericksburg. And they went in and fingerprinted and photographed every person in there, confiscated their computers and cell phones, and they had no probable cause to do any of that. They just went in and did it. And
how do we get a hold of Sheriff Rusty about this?
Oh, yeah, you can. I know. Just call Kerr County Sheriff's Office. Kerr County, K-E-R-R. Kerr County Sheriff's Office. And I know some of the people that were there, and I talked it over with my wife, and my jaw just dropped that Sheriff Rusty would do anything like that and support that sort of thing. He and I have had several talks. We sat right in Cracker Barrel and talked about these sort of things, and he refused to come to our CSPOA conventions because he's so afraid that he's going to learn something that might mean that he'd have to stand up to the feds and tell them not to do these sort of things. And so, yeah, I would love for you to try to get him on your show. That would be a fantastic spot to put him in. And what if these go much further than this? What if it's just simply we're going to do that to every Tea Party meeting, every patriotic meeting, all these patriots and right-wing nuts like Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby and Sheriff Mack, we're just not going to put up with these meetings anymore. Because that's all these people were doing in Republic of Texas. I've spoken at these meetings before, Republic of Texas meeting. And I say the same message there that I say any place else. A return to the Constitution and us to stand peacefully and mightily against the incursions of the federal government and any other government. And when you get local sheriffs like Sheriff Rusty did to go along with these sort of things, it just proves once again how stupid we can be in law enforcement, and that we will follow orders and that we will go along and say, you know what, we don't like enforcing these laws, but you know what, we have a moral obligation to enforce these laws. You know, and I'm sorry, Sam, it happens way too often.
There's no question about it. What do we do about it, though? Training? Training could be one of the ideas, but I don't think training is going to be enough.
No, you see, training could be, but it would have to change the entire paradigm of law enforcement community. We need to train in the Constitution. We need to train in the intent of the Founding Fathers. We need to train patriotism. Every peace officer in this country should be trained in patriotism and the oath of office, and they're not, and in the integrity of the oath of office. And that's where I believe your point would be very valid. If law enforcement leadership would make that leap, and it would be across the Grand Canyon, because it's such a huge leap that would have to be made.
So what do we do now then? Because if you're saying, hey, training's not enough, and I'm starting to believe training is not enough.
No, I'm saying training would be enough if it was the proper focus of training.
Well, I agree, but here's an example. You sat down at breakfast or lunch or whatever with the sheriff, and he basically agreed with you, right? Said, this is a problem. Then he turns right around, an absolutely jackbooted thug. Look, he could have sat down politely in the meeting and said, look, guys, I need you to stay outside. You have allegations. This is a problem. Number one, I need to see your paperwork in order. Number two, I'm going to go in and see if it's a peaceful meeting. I'll just walk in. They know me. I'm the sheriff. I'm going to walk in, meet and greet a few people, ask a couple of friends of mine that I'm sure are there, or people that acquaintances, whatever, people I know in the community, see if it's safe and okay. He could have done that easily.
Right, easily. And the thing of it is, Sam, if you and I had attended that meeting, and it's very likely that we could have. I've been to them before. In fact, I've been to several. And that they didn't invite me this time is a little bit surprising. But I haven't been invited to them all, and that's no problem. But the guy who organized this, John Jernke, lived in Fredericksburg. I knew him very well. Good friend, good guy, good wife, good people. And if I had been to the meeting and you had gone with me to report on the meeting, what would you and I have done? What would have been our response if they came in to take our photographs and fingerprint us as if we had just been arrested?
I would probably cooperate at the time because I don't want to be dead.
I would not have cooperated.
Okay, I would have
my fingerprint.
I would have cooperated at the time because I wouldn't want to be dead. However, I would certainly come back with a serious lawsuit, though.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that.
Well,
because I would have just simply said, "Am I under arrest? No, but you're going to submit to photograph and fingerprint." I said, "No, I'm not. I'm not under arrest. You're not taking my fingerprints and photographing me like I'm being booked into jail."
Now, what's this group called again?
Republic of Texas. They're the ones who believe and, that we should have a, what kind of government would you say? A backup government when and in case everything falls apart, then they already have a governor and state reps and, you know, a sheriff and all these other positions ready to go, because when our government collapses, then they'll be there to take over, sort of thing. Yeah, I'm not sure I understand it all, and I don't really care to. I don't really care about it. But I do know that they're good people, and when they've asked me to come speak, I tell my same message. Sam, when the Southern Poverty Law Center calls me and asks me for an interview, I don't tell them, no, I hate you guys, and I do hate them. I have nothing but disdain for the Southern Poverty Law Center. I still talk to them. I will tell the truth to any group. And I don't care who they are. I will tell the truth to the Republic of Texas. I'll tell the same thing to NAACP. I will tell the truth. I don't care what group they are. And so Southern Poverty Law Center wants me to be assailed and marginalized and ostracized because I would ever talk to some groups that they don't like Christian identity groups. I didn't know anything was wrong with the Christian identity group. I didn't know they were racist or whatever. White supremacists. I don't know that. I've never vetted them either. If a group calls me and wants to know the truth, I don't care who they are. I will tell them the truth. I will tell them my views. I don't ever.
And let me make this very clear. That does not mean that you agree with them. That no. does not mean that you endorse anything. It just simply means that you will let any audience learn about the oath of office.
I disagree.
The proper role of sheriff, etc.
Poverty Law Center. But I take their calls every time. Every time. I think they're one of the most dishonest organizations on the face of the planet. And I've told them that.
Yeah, I just can't decide if it's them or the IRS, but you're getting close, that's for sure. Kurt, what would you do? Would you resist arrest, or would you cooperate and then sue later, or would you just, what would you do? Would you submit, sir?
Well, you know, I saw the article a little while back from, you know, basically it was outside of the country, you know, across the pond. They were covering it about the arrest there. And just so that you know, according...
It was a raid.
Well, yeah, but they took their cell phones and their briefcases mm-hmm. and stuff like that. A Business Insider says one of the group wants the county sheriff to put up $3 million in gold for the trespass upon liberty.
All right, good. Quick pause. We'll talk about it more in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I know this broadcast is a little bit unorthodox, but you know what? I'm telling you right now, are you paranoid if they're out to get you? They want to push health care on all of us, knowing that they've got the death penalties for the death panels for the elderly, knowing that they've promoted Roe versus Wade and abortion that killed over 50 million babies, the black race primarily being targeted by their eugenics programs, by their murderous abortion programs. And then they got this sterilization program going on. They're trying to force everybody to take the jab, and now they just raided a group that wants to talk about freedom and believes that Texas is a sovereign state. You're not even allowed to believe there's a sovereign state anymore, never mind that the Supreme Court says there is. If you say that, you're basically a terrorist, and they just raid you. What do we do? We're beyond education, I'm afraid, Sheriff, and I don't like to admit that, but I'm telling you right now, we've taken a step into the dark side more than we can imagine.
Well, it would have to be, yeah, it would have to be more than education, but it is still the huge, vast Grand Canyon-like leap that would take is really what I'm talking about, would probably never happen. I mean, I can't even get good people, and I believe Sheriff Rusty is one of them from Kerrville, Texas. I believe he's a good man, but he is just so solidly brainwashed and has, you know, 30, 35 years in law enforcement that has been this whole thing of we're here to enforce the law and that's it. We're here to put people in their place. We're here to do what our fellow brothers in law enforcement and the federal government need us to do. To jump over that, I mean, we're talking about skyscraper. We're talking about Mount Everest leap on that. And that's why I agree with you that something else has to happen just besides education. We're seeing these things now escalating in Ferguson, and Ferguson's just been this fire-ready cinder block.
And they just, now that they basically fired the police chief and that Eric Holder says the police are all evil and everything else, now what did you got two more cops just dead this morning?
Two more cops shot. And that's right on Eric Holder's head. I mean, totally on his head. But the thing of it is, Sam, This would have to be the education process could work, and that's what you and I have actually dedicated ourselves at CSPUA to do. But it could work. One, if we were funded, we could certainly be much more successful in that effort. But if we were to take this to every police academy and every police agency in the country, and not even every, we could do half of them. If we could simply do half and half, start training their officers in the oath of office, in their patriotic duty, in the fact that we know that we are in charge of standing down before we do stupid stuff like raid 60 people having a meeting about state sovereignty and the historical sovereign state of Texas.
But how are we going to dig into this and find out who authorized it, who was responsible? How are we going to create accountability? You know, until we start suing people and having people be accountable for their actions, there will be no stopping this.
No. But what we have been trying to do at CSPUA would be the answer, but then good sheriffs, good chiefs, good peace officers, are so afraid to take that leap, to take that move. Come and see what we're doing. Come and see what we're about. Look at our videos. And the American people have not been brought to the point where they are demanding this. And that's why we want people involved with us, so that they know the plan and that you get involved and you tell your chief and you tell your mayors and you tell your city councils and you tell your sheriffs, we want you to have this training. Read this book, Are You a David? I mean, it's not happening, Sam. And this is, you're right about the answer. You're right about how huge it looks and how improbable it looks. But I believe it all starts with this education process, and the education process could be enough if we could get it in front of enough people.
That's the $64 million. Without money, I don't know how we're going to get that done.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I'm not running around begging for money, but I am saying, listen, Americans, the problem is they're not, we as the American people aren't doubling down enough to make this happen. Sure, there's a few good patriots that I know, but like I said, a few good patriots. Kurt, what do you think we ought to do? Education could be the answer if we could get it to enough people, if we could get a big enough media apparatus to tell the tale, if we could fund and travel and do the thing. Without those things, though, I just see the slippery slope. We're just sliding faster than we're gaining ground.
Well, others have found themselves in this same, I guess you could say, predicament over history, and I'm sure they always wished they could do more, but you know, our duty lies in that we do all that we can, and that's exactly what each of us have got to ask ourselves. Hey, are we doing all that we can in defense of God, family, and country?
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. And by me basically putting this kind of as I am today, I'm not suggesting a violent solution, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be very clear. What I am suggesting is, you know what, you can't just rely on the CSPOA to go merrily along and do it for you. You're going to have to get involved somewhere. The American people are going to have to be peacefully enabled to demand accountability and to demand education and opportunity. And it's going to happen $1, one American heart, one American mind, one bold American at a time, standing together. And we need to let everybody know we've got their back when they do. We need to go hold of these Republic people. We need to talk about it. We need to help them with a lawsuit or something. Something needs to happen. Because it's going to be me and you next, Sheriff. Isn't
it?
It
is. And, you know, it's not that they haven't already tried with you and me a couple of times, but nothing so drastic as I've seen on some of these other people. But for any government, for Sheriff Rusty from Kerrville, Texas, Kerr County Sheriff, for him to go in there and confiscate property without due process, you know, they may have even had warrants, but there is no such thing as a warrant allowing you to go in and fingerprint and photograph people and confiscate their property without some sort of that they've done something wrong. They have to have committed a crime to do that. You can't just go in and say, oh, well, this is just for investigation. What? You're fingerprinting me for what investigation? Did somebody commit a burglary and you found some prints and you need more latent prints to follow up on to conduct your investigation? That's insanity. And Sheriff Rusty knows better. He knows the law and he knows better.
But Sheriff, they had the FBI there to help him, and so I'm sure that everything's on the up and up.
Yeah, you trust government again. Yeah. Yeah. Nice going.
Don't worry. We went to the moon, though. It's okay. You can count on that. I'm just saying. All right. All I'm telling you is we've got to do something different than what we've done. We've got to get a hold of these Republic people. We've got to work on this. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know what the next step needs to be, but it's got to be something. We've got to have these like-minded organizations band together. Oath Keepers, CSPOA, a lot of these people, because I'm telling you right now, we fall.
Well,
we just
I guarantee
do.
I can get you in touch with the guy that was the head of that, John Jernke, he lives in Fredericksburg, right outside Fredericksburg.
Is he in jail now?
No.
They just took everything and released him.
Yeah, nobody went to jail that day.
You're free to go. We're just taking all your stuff.
Yeah.
Does he have a new cell phone?
I don't know. I don't know. That's one thing I might have to do a double check on there.
All right. Well, Joey Kyle of Christian County, Missouri, is one of our Constitutional and Peace Officers Association sheriffs, now is being investigated for financial concerns as well. We're digging into the details on that. I'm telling you right now, they're going for broke and they're going after everybody.
Yeah, and there was a Sheriff Metz from South Carolina that was removed lately for a criminal investigation. And at first I thought, well, you know, Metz, we tried to get him involved with us at the CSPOA, and I thought, well, doggone it, maybe he, you know, that he deserves that because he didn't come to any of our meetings, and he even said he was going to, and then he never did. I thought, well, that's what he gets. And then after he was removed from office, I thought, uh-oh, he must have been one of us. He must have been a good guy.
Well, and that's kind of the point. Maybe he didn't go because he knew that he was under investigation and he didn't want to cause any other issues. The problem that I see here is I believe Joey Kyle, and I will maintain this until we have proof to the contrary, Joey Kyle's innocent, sir.
Well, I know one thing. Joey Kyle is a good man and a good sheriff. And so am I surprised that he's being attacked? Not one iota.
Isn't he innocent until proven guilty, though? I mean, is this America, or have we crossed the Rubik's, if you will?
Yeah, he's innocent.
Well, it's the speedy trial, Sam, and you don't really, you know, do the, evidence and stuff like that. I mean, you know, the end justifies the means, don't you know?
Absolutely not.
And I don't know if you guys got this. I know we're about out of time, but the Bundys are having a one-year celebration here really quick.
When is it?
April 10 to 12. They're having a big shindig celebration at their ranch.
Are you going?
I hope to. Yes.
All right. I hope to go as well. We'll see what we can put together, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. It's a wrap. I know it's kind of a strange broadcast, but I'm telling you right now, we've got to let the American people realize what's happening. I'm convinced bureaucrats are taking off the gloves, and on one hand, they want to act like, oh, man, the Republicans are in charge. We're saving the country. But the truth is they're going after all true patriots. They just are. And we better find a way to unite and stop this, because I'm telling you right now, every one of us are going to be under siege before you know it. As wrongful as that is, that's what's happening. Write it down. Remember who warned you first. And then help us with the solutions. CSPOA.org. If you want to get involved with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, if you want to help Sheriff Richard Mack with some medical bills, GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. And if you want to help us, LibertyRoundtable.com. Sheriff, travel safe, sir. I'm glad you're feeling well.
Thanks a lot. See you guys soon.
You bet. We can restore America. You going to help? Thanks.